Welcome to tonight's March 16th, 2023, regular Township Trustees meeting. The time is 7 o'clock. I have a roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Gonna be an exciting night, but before we get into that, we have a couple housekeeping minutes or rules that like to remind people to turn off their cell phones, refrain from talking during the actual meeting, and there's recording in progress during the meetings, and the microphones pick up everything. Please save your comments for public comment portion of the meeting, and if you do wish to make a public comment, please be sure to sign in on the sheet provided at the door. This makes it easier for our admin department to produce the minutes properly. Would please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would please join me in a moment of silence for our first responders, both home and abroad. Thank you. We would like to do the approval of payroll. I would like to make a motion to approve check numbers from 317 of 2023 for the amount of $53,345.97 and including the deductions withholdings, $7,552.02, and include this two-page document.
Second.
There's some discussion. Did you look at the journal?
I have not.
Okay, so if you look at the journal, there's Paychex was having a little bit of an issue with it says sample on all the pages.
I did see that earlier.
Yeah, so that's because some of the taxes were not working out to the penny for some of their clients this week. So they can't guarantee the taxes aren't going to be a little bit different. So that payroll amount may change slightly. They're working on getting it fixed.
Okay.
It will be fixed this week, but when the actual deduction comes from our account, the amount you just approved might be a little bit different. Okay. So when I actually have the true payroll journal and enter it, you'll always approve it on the next accounts payable listing. Okay. But just so you know, it could be just slightly off, but all a few right. pennies. So
thank you for that heads up. Any other discussion?
I did have one question. I put it out there this week and I didn't get much of a response other than I know we have the officer on FMLA leave.
Yes.
So, and I know you wanted to go ahead and pay him for the uniform and the grievance allowance. But last year, he's in a unique situation because he was given the benefit of having some part-time credit. But he was also... It was also requested that he be given 40 hours of personal time for probation, like the probationary period that only new officers get. But he also had the full uniform allowance last year, so that really shouldn't have happened because you can't really have it both ways, you know. So
he was definitely in a unique position that we haven't had before.
Right.
Okay.
So how do you want to handle that? Because he shouldn't have been given the 40-hour probation. That those personal hours, if he wasn't a new hire, and if he was a new hire, he shouldn't have been given the full uniform allowance last year. So one thing's you got to reconcile that one way or another. So it's just, you know, we had two officers who had their uniform allowances this year prorated. You know, it's only new hires who are in that year probationary period who get those 40 personal hours, you know, and then after that they start the tiered structure that starts at 10 and works their way up, you know, 10 personal hours per year. So it's just, you know, he should have had either a prorated uniform allowance last year and had the 40 personal hours, or he should have had the full uniform allowance but not the 40 personal hours, not both. So just wondering how you want to handle that.
When I talked to Chief about it earlier, we were of the opinion this was a unique circumstance and we would do both. But that was because it's a situation we haven't been in before. He was hired and from a part-time spot to a full-time. And he was given a year's credit for his time served before. So I don't know, do you guys have any thoughts or input?
I mean, this has all happened in the past and it's been closed as far as I'm concerned. So what brought it up to be a new now?
Well, because I saw him on the list this year and I saw the two prorated officers, the officers who got the prorated uniform allowance. Now last year when it was requested that he get the 40 personal hours, I questioned that because I didn't think somebody who was being given a year of, you know, full-time credit, he came in at a higher wage, but I was told that that contract did, that he was still considered a new hire in the probationary period, so that he was to be given the 40 personal hours. So
I appreciate the perspective. I just think it was something that it was a unique circumstance that we had. It wasn't clear cut. So in my mind, we were doing both. I don't know.
I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, it's not like we have any other part-time employees. It's not like we had a full-timer that went part-time and then back to full-time. So, I mean,
That's what happened.
I understand what happened. I know exactly what happened. I was here. I was saying it's a unique situation. So to go and try to retro, you're trying to get money back from him? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, I'm asking because he really shouldn't have had both happen. That's what I'm saying. So before you approve this, I just think you have to know the situation that happened. I mean, that's...
I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to just make a motion because we have
in a motion, so
we can't do it today.
I'll wait to go talk about it. I have a problem with it.
I would like to move forward. I'd appreciate what you're saying. I really do. But I think that our perspective was this was a unique circumstance and we would pay both benefits that you have mentioned. Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next item, probably the highlight of our night, maybe our month, and who knows what's to come. Chuck?
So as you know, Chief has been working with the department, and we've been trying to do some promotions and some evaluations and stuff like that. So I am very proud to announce that we are looking to promote and to get within and basically like it's a motion if I could. So I'd like to make a motion to approve the promotion of Officer Clifford Nicholson to the rank of sergeant within the Medina Township Police Department effective 3/19/2023 and approve the assignment of Officer Michael Euler to detective/patrol effective 3/19/2023.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is a discussion as I'm thrilled. Very.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, so if I could have Officer Euler and Officer Nicholson.
Thank you.
I'm going to swear in Mike first, and then I'll come in. So, raise your right hand. I, Mike Euler.
I, Mike Euler.
Do solemnly swear to.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm that I will support the Constitution.
Or affirm that I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States of America.
And the laws of the United States of America.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And the laws and ordinances of the police subdivision to which I am appointed.
And the laws.
The laws and ordinances.
And ordinances.
Of the political subdivision.
Of the political subdivision of.
To which I am appointed.
To which I'm appointed.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
Will discharge the duties of Medina Township Police Detective.
Will discharge the duties of Medina Township Police Detective.
Congratulations.
Less words at a time, please.
I.
I.
I, Cliff Nicholson.
I, Cliff Nicholson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitutions and laws of the United States of America.
Good job. And the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And the laws and ordinances.
And the laws and ordinances.
Of the political subdivision to which I am appointed.
Of the political subdivision to which I am appointed.
And to the best of my ability.
And to my best of my ability.
Will discharge the duties.
Will discharge the duties.
Of a Medina Township Police Sergeant.
Will discharge the duties of a Medina Township Police Sergeant. First time I ever said, thank you. You guys can watch it.
Are we going to need a medic?
It's good.
Take it out.
Just don't forget your whole family come on right away.
Sure.
And Mike, if your family will.
And don't forget, I have something for you to sign afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. That was an excellent opportunity to see what's happening in our department. And it's good to celebrate with them. And Chief, thank you for working with that. And that gives us two sergeants and a lieutenant.
Yes, sure.
So that's
something we've been lacking.
Yeah, it's definitely moving in the right direction.
Right.
So thank you. With that done, number four on the agenda, approval of appropriation status resolution. I would move to adopt resolution number 3031620232-029 to approve the appropriation status dated 3/16 of 2023 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
Any comments? I would say thank you for this.
You won't probably have one next meeting because I'll be on vacation.
Okay.
But that has everything except for tonight's payroll, so.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Next on the agenda is the approval of fund reallocation resolution. I would move to adopt resolution number 0316
2023-030 to reallocate funds from appropriation account 2031-330-730-0000, improvement of sites, to appropriation account 2031-330-740-0000, machinery, equipment, and furniture in the amount of $6,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Next, I would move to adopt resolution number 03162023-031 to reallocate funds from appropriation account 2031-330-730-0000, improvement of sites, to appropriation account 2031-330-323-0000, repairs and maintenance, in the amount of $5,000.
Second.
Conversation? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This time...
So purchase orders and training requests.
I got purchase orders and training requests. I would like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition dated 3/10/2023. The department is service. The vendor is Home Appliance. The description is a new refrigerator for the service department. Dollars $2,150, and it is a then and now purchase order.
Second.
Before we go on, this was brought on because we had a power surge here at the township. A lot of us were out of power for about 4 hours, and we had a number of issues here in the department, and the service department got hit maybe the worst.
What was happening there? The generator was kicking on and off, so it was putting power back into the building, and, you know, at the same time, the power was trying to come back on, and it was just a... That's what blew it up.
So, and our insurance company is gonna reimburse us, correct? So...
Is that on a surge protector at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Still didn't do any good.
So, that's why we moved the money that we just moved.
Yeah.
But, so this will be on a then and now, and you'll have to approve that by resolution when I issue it in the system.
Okay.
So that'll be at the next meeting. You'll have the then and now.
Thank you.
But the payment can be made, but you just have to make sure you approve the then and now purchase order before you approve the payment listing.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We may both be gone at the next meeting, so let's stop before that happens, because I want to make sure everything's set up.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition dated 3/13/2023. The department is service. This vendor is FBM Systems Incorporated. It's for the repair, security, and fire alarm system at the service department. The dollar amount is $1,965. like the last purchase order, so be a then and now.
Second.
Any other?
So this will not have to be approved by a resolution, and I don't even know if it will have to be on a then and now, because I think we might have enough to cover it, so I'll know when we have, when I go into the system to check. But either way, it'll be fine. We moved more money to take care of if there wasn't enough.
Okay.
You know, later, but yeah, you'll know at the next meeting. But
yeah, we had 6,000 and something left in that, so we should be.
Okay, so yeah, it won't have to be most likely on it then and now, but then you'll have some buffer to, you know, for bills that come in after the fact. So yeah.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Is that all you have?
That's all.
There was one, and this was something that I was trying to email about, Doug, but it's just too much going back and forth and email the day before the meeting. This was turned in as being requested for payment. You signed off on it, but there does need to be a purchase order before, because it's over the purchasing threshold.
Okay.
So I couldn't pay that without a purchase order. So we just have to remember that anything over that $1,000 for threshold has to have a purchase order first before being turned in for payment.
Okay. I just, for some reason, I thought that just needed a trustee approval, so.
No. Anything over the $1,000 needs to.
Do a purchase order right now, then.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. I just wanted, I know we've gone over this through emails, we've gone over it at meetings, so I just wanted, that's why I wanted to discuss it at the meeting, because I feel like somehow the message is getting lost, so I just wanted it, I feel like, to remind everyone to turn in the.
So I would like to make a motion to approve the purchase order dated 2/23 of 2023.
No, you wouldn't do that.
What's that?
No, rescind that. It has to be today. Dated today, Doug.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order dated 3/16 of 2023.
Department?
That's going to be admin.
For the department is admin, and the vendor would be Medina County Commissioners.
Correct.
And the description is an annual fee for EPA stormwater water program. The amount is $1,850.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Angela. Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Do I need to resign it and date it, or are we good?
No, you're fine with that. Right. I mean, we're just not going to have a requisition. Actually, we should probably.
I'm just going to say.
Yeah, so that we have to.
We'll write one up.
Chrissy's going to write it up, and you can just sign
it. I got you.
Oh, thanks. I think we have.
You can sign it. Just fill in whatever you want.
Denny, we have another part to this, too, right? Still, don't we have the other phase, like the education piece? Or is this the education piece?
I didn't see that. I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, so there's going to be. I believe there's going to be another part coming to this too, because we have two phases that come every year that we owe. So just
doesn't Denny usually go to those when we send somebody
to the meeting?
The meetings. But I'm talking about so we actually pay for we have to pay for an education piece that they put out every year.
Okay.
And then this, I'm not sure which is which, but so just so you know what.
They do pamphlets, Doug, and they bring this board set up out here in the town hall once in a while with stormwater information.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know what the other part is where they actually go out and do the work itself, but yeah.
My second.
And then they can just go right into the accounts payable. Yeah.
Chrissy,
yeah.
Did we do a roll call on this?
You
yes,
did.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Danny. Are there any other purchase orders? Or?
That's all I had.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to just put dog and then date it, maybe even date, that'd be awesome. Thanks. Because my pen won't go through too quickly.
This is going to be for administration?
Yeah, 316. Yeah, he got admin already, and then just put Doug's name there.
Physical checks.
They just need to sign these.
Digital.
Thanks.
All right. I would like to make a motion to approve accounts payable with checks dating accounts payable for the period 3/3/2023 through 3/16 of 2023 with electronic checks of 12-2023 and 13-2023 and physical checks of 3/2/682 through 3/2/711 for the dollar amount of $58,212.48, including this one-page document.
Second.
So, two things on that. I don't know if you all reviewed the OPERS letter that I sent out for the grievance payments and then the retro wages. We had initially had a determination that the grievance payments themselves were not, we don't withhold OPERS on that, but initially they said with the retro wages that we had to report that on our January report, which was obviously well past. So we were going to have to pay interest and penalties. So I submitted to them the initial legal opinion that we had gotten, and then both our initial 2022 to 2024 bargaining agreement, and then the addendum. The thing is that I had asked the trustees to have a meeting because I don't know that that's, if it had gone the other way, they did give the redetermination and to not report it on a regular report and put it on a supplemental report, which then alleviated the interest and penalties, which is good for the township. The problem is, had they not done that, we could have ended up paying a little bit more in interest. You know, I talked to our OPERS rep. He said it was worth it to ask for the redetermination because he was pretty certain we would get it. But I don't feel comfortable making those decisions on my own, and that's why I wanted the board to make it, because like none of you individually can make that determination right. Either. But I felt like it was important to do because, you know, if we can avoid paying the interest and penalties, it's a good thing to do. But they did, she got back to me very quick. She got back to me, I submitted it Friday, and I heard back from her Monday, and we did get that redetermination. But just for future reference, if anything like that were to ever happen, I would just ask that, you know, that the board make a determination together, because okay. It's not something that any of us individually should be asking about.
So you know, in response, you had asked about that, and I talked to three people down there, one of which was the same one you did, and they both said they weren't likely to change, and if we didn't change, that the fees would not be that much more. Given that, and trying to get an emergency meeting put together in time, I yielded to not put the meeting. It wasn't that I was trying not to be cooperative. I just was weighing out what they told me. So, but I super appreciate the fact that you did what you did, and thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we were getting different information, but that's kind of strange. But anyways, yeah, so they did it. The other thing with accounts payable, it's just, this is still happening, so I'm just going to ask again that everyone be a little bit more diligent in the record keeping. I had another duplicate invoice turned in again that got paid on the February, was paid at the March 2nd meeting for Cintas for the blue mats at the police department. So if...
When you see those, though, doesn't your computer kick out something if you've paid an invoice already? I've never heard it not to.
It generally does, but... You know, sometimes when the invoice numbers, some places only put account numbers on there, and so if that happens, it's going to kick it out every single time. So there's got to be a better record keeping system. I mean, duplicate invoices is one of the auditor's red flags, you know, being turned in. So, and I don't have, once I bring back the checks and the accounts payables, I don't have a copy of these at home. You know, they're at town hall. So I'm just, there's, you know, each department head usually, Denny's.
When you write a check, don't you also have associated with an actual invoice?
There are some companies or vendors that do not actually put invoice numbers on their bills. There's only account numbers. And so when that happens, Cintas is not one of them. So that's why I caught this. But there are vendors that only put account numbers. Like, for instance, Medina Sanitary Engineer is one of them. You're, every single time, it's going to pop up that you paid it. You know, like, there's no way around that. I can't list every single one off the top of my head. But, you know, that's why there just has to be a better way to track this. And I'm not going to know every time a blue mat is cleaned or, you know, like, only the department head can track these bills because they know when this is happening and you know.
You'd still have access to it. It just wouldn't be at home. You'd have to come into the office here, correct?
Well, right. But really, like, that's the thing. The department head knows when these things are being done.
Yeah, no,
so they have to be tracking them in, before they turn them in. They should be turning them in twice. Because this was already, this actual bill, there was a duplicate of this already turned in back in February. So then this was another one of the same bill that was turned in. It was turned in twice for payment. So
they mailed it to us twice?
I don't know how this was received. Do you know how this was received? I mean, I think it was given to the police department.
Yeah,
right?
they bring them
in. Yeah, the police department brought this in. I don't.
I'm just saying that if we have two of them, somehow they generated two of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, can you speak to that?
I have it. I mean, we get them at town hall too, correct?
Not the Cintas ones.
I believe they come in at town hall too. Okay, because I don't know how that'd be.
I mean, this
only,
was initially.
Only one should be stamped original. Right.
Yeah, I mean, this was initialed by the lieutenant, and it looks like maybe the.
I don't have any duplicates in my spend down at all for Cintas.
I can pull the paid one.
Yeah, Chrissy could pull the other one, but I mean, it definitely was paid because it was paid on at the 3-2 meeting. It's on me. I had record of it, so.
So I have a credit.
No, I didn't pay it. I caught it, but I just wanted to, like I said, there's some vendors that you're not going to catch it because they don't give you invoice numbers. So we just.
Yeah, I mean, we really got to stamp it, that red stamp that says original, and then that's the only one that counts.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You're, with that spend down form, that's exactly what I'm talking about. With the record keeping, that should have caught this. So, like, just to be.
He's saying that he didn't even know it came in.
He's saying.
Yeah, but that's what Chrissy's saying. It did come into the PD because it's, I mean, it's marked with PD, you know, so it had
and
to be.
And the other one you have, is that marked PD too?
I'd have to pull it.
Yeah, I mean, we can take a peek. But
yeah.
No, you're right. That's going to be my fault. I need to do better on it. Right. Yeah.
I would, yeah, and I'm going to say that I don't pay invoices unless they are signed off by the department head, so I will, I mean, without seeing it, I'm sure it was, but. So we just have to be more diligent about that because.
One other question I have too is the county emergency management one. Have we paid that invoice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were paid at the last meeting, both of them were.
Okay, because we had just kind of brought up that this last week that they were still looking for the one. There's two
different ones. There's one for EMA, and then there's one for all hazards.
Right, they were both.
I believe you guys approved both of them already.
Yeah, no,
they,
but they
not
were paid
the check
on.
Yet.
Let me see if I can pull up the warrant list from that meeting. 3-2, yeah. Let's see if I can find it real quick here. So many emails. Let's see here. Warrant list, here we go. Yeah, they both were paid Medina County Emergency Management for $4,200, my eyes are so bad, $4,224.18, and another one, another Medina County Emergency Management for $2,891.18.
That was the one that was questioned.
They both went out on from the March 2nd meeting, yeah.
Who keeps track of that? Where do they come in at? Is that something how do we know when and if something maybe got lost in the mail? That never happens.
You should be good. So they send it through me because we provide the service for you.
I could check tomorrow and see if they cleared the account.
Well, it's just weird because they only asked about one of them. They didn't ask about, they asked about the 2,800 and whatever, but they didn't ask about the other one. That's why I just was double checking.
Yeah, I'll look and see if they, I'll read the numbers down. We'll see if they cleared the account. You said they asked about the $2,000 one?
Yes. Yeah, 2,800.
So that was 2,675. Yeah, I'll look and see if it cleared their account.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I know, just a couple days ago on the 14th, Medina Hospital, for LST services for the EMS, they cashed our February 2nd payment and our February 28th payment on the same day. So sometimes these places just hold the payments or whatever. So I don't know, something like that could have happened.
We are at department head comments. Chief, would you like to share?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to add to our February report.
Thank you. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've attended numerous safety and chief meetings for this month. Also, we are currently working on two pretty serious cases that I can't go into detail right now because they're under investigation. I met I believe it was last week or the week before with Prosecutor Thompson at BCI and along with Detective Euler on all the thefts from Medina Auto Mall. It was very interesting that there was approximately $5 million in vehicles that had been stolen throughout Medina, Summit, Cuyahoga County, two of the main individuals got into a police chase and ended up getting caught, and then so it just went from there, and they admitted to our vehicles being stolen in that auto mall. Unfortunately, there was a $100,000+ Dodge Hellcat Charger Challenger, and it was completely stolen. And this morning I met with the victim's parents from the dog attack, and they were heading back to Florida this morning. That's why they stopped in, and they wanted to just show their congratulations, and I'm sure during the trustee comments though.
I can actually do it right now since we're kind of parlayed into it. So, yeah. So we received a letter from her. So it's a thank you letter, and it says, Chief Minnick, thank you for the way you handled my case. My family and I are grateful to you and appreciate the commitment you have to this community. All the best, all my best, Lisa. So, and what's kind of interesting and kind of sad in a way about this is she's writing this left-handed, right? Because she was right-handed, and she lost her part of her right arm in this attack. On the other side of it, too, I see this now. The parents says, Chief Minnick, we are very appreciative of your help in saving our daughter. We will always remember the work of your department. And I think that's John and Sue.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, this is a traumatic thing that happened. And so.
Right. Very traumatic. And I'll tell you, I've never seen a person so upbeat. And especially after all that trauma that she went through. Just wonderful. Wonderful
man. Thank you.
And Denny and I went to today we got a call regarding a dog that on 71 by Route 3, and this person called ODOT first, and I learned something new that I guess ODOT, they do not pick up dogs on the highway. It's just basically deer that they will pick up. She was pretty adamant, and I believe she talked to Trustee Eastwood too, and Sheriff's Department, Highway Patrol, and a couple other people, and so I told her I would go up, check it out, because she was concerned that the dog was in the median and fast lane, and it's possible that somebody could stop and want to help, try to help the dog, which would cause, you know, could have caused a real serious accident. So I went up there, and I drove by it, and I seen it, and it definitely looked like a dog. So Denny, I called Denny, and he was willing to go with me, and him and his guys went up there, and when we got up there, Denny, as soon as we pulled up, and Denny's like, looks at me and goes, "That's a coyote." See the coyote thing before. Well, anyhow, the coyote was moved off the road. Okay, so we didn't get any more calls on it. She was actually appreciative of that.
It was a big coyote.
One of the biggest ones I've ever seen.
Yeah. Can I add one little kicker to that? In the process of those conversations, calls, and whatnot, I did get to reach out to some of the local veterinarians, and the group that works off of Grand Boulevard, is that PetSmart that has a medical facility?
Banfield.
Actually made themselves available to check to see if there was a chip in the animal, if it had been a German Shepherd, in order to help identify that for the owners at no charge because of the circumstances.
I appreciate Denny and his staff going out there and assisting us with that, because I'm going to tell you, we probably would have been getting calls all day on that, you know, and all night.
Okay.
So, end of my report, thank you.
Denny?
Oh, I just had a question. I know with the swearing ins tonight, the promotions, I'm sorry. I know Officer Nicholson, or Sergeant Nicholson, now his rate is clearly defined in the contract. Will there be a raise for Detective Euler?
For Mike, no.
Okay, I did. Okay.
Yeah, it's just an assignment.
Okay, thanks.
Roads and Bridges.
Harvey?
Okay. The TV in the back room for the cameras in the office back there went bad. I'd just like approval to purchase a new one to put on the wall. That's a early 2000s model TV back there. It's used as a monitor for the camera systems for Chrissy to see on this.
We're talking about something that's under $1,000 for sure, right?
I'd say $300 at the most.
Okay.
You get a pretty good TV nowadays for $100.
You're replacing a camera?
No, the TV.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Can we take that out of office supplies and order?
It really should be machinery, equipment, furniture. Hold on. Okay. But yeah, you're fine.
You just got one.
I mean, as long as they're fine, you're fine.
Okay. Well, my question is, as a department head, do you need approval for spending that kind of money?
No, I don't need no approval. I just wanted to bring it up to you guys that it went bad.
Yes.
And
okay.
I
want you to replace it. Yes, okay. Sir. I don't think we need to.
No, I don't need no approval from you guys on that.
All right.
Next thing is our Amazon account, who's able to purchase on that now, as far as, since Nick's gone?
Yeah, and we're going to get Chrissy. I didn't know she was not able to. I thought she had though.
We're going to get Chrissy signed up for it. Okay.
Will there be a second person for that as well? Chrissy and someone plus
well,
one?
Well, I'm on it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. Is Elaine doing the order?
She's doing Staples. I don't know if they want to add her. I'm still waiting on my credit card to come in, so I can't really No, Amazon is Amazon account.
Well, yeah, you're just saying that you're locked in because you don't have the credit card yet.
Well,
so
I don't have account information for Amazon either.
It will bill right to the township's Amazon.
I know, but like when I go into the account on the computer, it asks for the passwords and stuff for our account.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
So I can't get in.
Yeah.
And something like that, then does that still have to go on any kind of a expense report to keep track of it that way?
Well, what happened? No, you print out what you order, and then whomever the department is that ordered it will sign off on it when it comes in so that we know that all the items are received. And then when that will get reconciled when the Amazon credit card bill comes.
Is there any reason we don't consider having Elaine on there too? Is there a reason that would be a bad thing?
Well, once we can get in, she could order too, right?
Yeah.
Either one of us. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like we do with Staples.
Password.
I just can't get into it.
Okay. And you're gonna help that out?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, and then also the safety council meetings?
Yeah.
They need to be paid for. And what, can I just put the rest of the year on my credit card, or we got one this Friday, so I'm just gonna do it all one time. We gotta go to the rest of the.
Is that, it was never paid for this year yet? The last one he paid on.
Last one I paid for with my credit card.
Is there a charge for that?
$16 each time.
No. Yeah, I know you have to pay for the meeting. I'm saying, is there a charge to put it on your credit card?
No.
I think that's how.
What account, do you know what account that comes out of, just so we know we got money in there for that?
I think it's dues and fees. Or training.
Training is.
Training or dues and fees. I'll have to look it up, but probably training, actually, yeah.
So I'll just call it, there's a meeting Friday, and I'm just gonna go to it, I can't go to it.
Okay.
I'll just put it all on my credit card. Okay. That's all I got. We're gonna go over the rest of the stuff I got during the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll be in the old business with the permanent budget appropriation discussion. That's gotta be done and turned in before the end of the month, right?
Well, yeah, not to the county. I mean, it needs to be in UAN though, because we'll get.
Right.
They won't let us continue with the temporary numbers, so.
And I know you've indicated you're gonna be off for spring break, but are there dates associated to that?
Yeah, that I leave, well, and that's the other, with payroll, I'm, you know, please have everyone turn in payroll correctly, because I'm gonna be doing it from out of town, so I won't have, you know, I'm not gonna have access to a lot of, I won't have all my technology with me. But yeah, I will be gone like early Monday, so for all intents and purposes, Sunday. And that whole week, so.
That's like this Sunday, right? Or which week are you looking at?
No, that's the.
The week of the 27th?
Yeah.
Okay, so the 26th there, figuring.
Hey, Chrissy.
But you won't have, the only issue is I don't know when you're gonna have the certificate back for sure, because the budget commission is just meeting on the 17th. And so depending when they get that back to us.
Do we need that for the permanent budget?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate, if you're gone, we don't have it, how do we process that? What do we do? I'm trusting we'll have it done before that's a situation, but.
You do the same thing you did for the temporary budget. You just use, now you'll use all your numbers. You'll use the, you can use that carryover number, that's gonna be, like you can use your total number. Like you, instead of using those middle two columns, you'll use the column on the far right. Because your carryover is actually true and not estimated anymore.
Right. So we put that together, and let's say for some, whatever reason that's the 27th or after. How does that get turned into UAN?
You're gonna send it to me, and then as soon as I get back, I'm gonna put it in UAN.
Okay.
I mean, that's just how we, yeah. I mean, you know, people go on vacation. I mean, okay. You know.
All right. I just wanted to know what the plan was.
Yeah. Don't forget, you know, if you're going to want to spend the ARPA money, you know, you have to, because you're going to want to start getting that money spoken for this year. So definitely appropriate for that this year, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, just remember to leave. The one thing that I, you know, can't stress enough is I know with the temporaries, you guys kind of went all up to the full amount that you could appropriate, but you don't want to do that with the permanent numbers. You want to leave enough to have about the first, you know, to start your next year off, you know, because remember our property taxes don't start coming in until we got a very small stipend at the end of January. And then we got, you know, about February 17th is when we got our first, like, actual, you know, decent size. You know, the second advance was decent, but you need enough to start your next year in 2024, you know, to, because it, you generally speaking, you start pretty low. You know, you're pretty depleted by the end of the year. So,
should you leave 2 months then?
I usually say three, but right. You know, I mean,
sounds but, like I think a quarter, 3 months is what we tried to do last year.
Yeah, it's a smart thing to do. I mean, we ended last year was probably one of the best years we had as far as like our fund balances at the end of the year. So it wasn't like a dire situation, but there have been, you know, there have been years that both the police and road and bridge departments were down to, you know, $75,000. You're not gonna be able to pay salaries and stuff when you're down like that. So yeah, just remember to not appropriate all your money. You also don't know you're gonna get all that in. Yeah, that's the other thing. You know, this is, as much as the county tries to be accurate, it is still an estimate, you know, so.
Do you guys wanna put some dates on the calendar for several meetings so that we at least have them penciled in for next week? Or before that? It sounds like there's no reason to do it before next week because they're probably not gonna give you anything to work on.
Yeah, because like I said, they'll sign off on it on the 17th, but I don't know when she'll actually send it over. You know, I don't know if that'll be, I don't think it'll be Monday, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. I would say it would be the earliest she would send it, but I'm not sure on it, you know, so.
I am free on Thursday.
You know, I'll forward it to you as soon as I get it, but.
You wanna set Thursday and do an earlier thing so we're not here all night?
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Bruce, he's available on Thursday. Do you know what your schedule's like?
If I'm supposed to have an injection in my back.
Okay.
So I'll just have to play it by ear.
Okay. You got to take care of yourself first.
That's
okay.
The best answer.
One thing
I can
at a
give
time.
You.
Fair enough. What time's good for you? I mean,
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock is good.
If I can make it, I'll be here, obviously.
Do we need to make a motion to have a meeting? I'd like to make a motion to have a meeting on Thursday, the 23rd. It would be a special meeting for the purpose of working on the permanent appropriation budget.
Second.
Any other discussion? And we'll, based on that meeting, we'll go from there.
Yeah, okay. Working on the
roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I think he said 4. Did you say
4 p.m. The time would be 4 p.m. for that special meeting. Along that same line, the 30th, I'm not likely going to be available to make it the regular meeting here. That's our next regular meeting. I don't know.
Be his meeting.
Be your meeting? Would you be, are you two both going to be here? And
can be.
I mean, I could maybe do something like at 4 o'clock, but I got to be somewhere else by 6 or 6:30. Something I'm pretty involved with.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
So we'll be fine? Okay. Thank you.
we're just covered. I just thought if we had to make another meeting, we're not going to change anything.
Still at 7?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just if somebody could remember to text me when payroll is approved, and I'll, because I'm going to set a reminder in my phone so that.
Thank you.
We'll release it from wherever.
All right. Next meeting is an opt-out discussion. And at a previous meeting, we made a motion and approved opt-outs. After that, it was determined that several of them were incorrect in their totals. And so we are going to try to amend that. And I'd start off by rescinding. I'd like to make a motion to rescind opt-out payments for Todd Seja, Shauna Clark, Colin McClowry, that were passed on March 2nd, 2023 during a regular trustee meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Making corrections to this. Let's see, where are we? Where are we at with our resolution numbers?
What's the next number I gave you?
So, 032.
I thought it was 29, but I.
No, 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 032 will be your next one. And your little.
What was
you
that?
Just did 032 will be the next one.
Okay.
Correct.
Is it under here?
Your last one was 031.
Doug, there was a little sticky note up there.
Yeah, and I don't know where it got to. That's why
two,
I was asking.
He did two motions, or he moved
right
by twice. Is it all in the same?
Yeah, his last resolution was 031.
Yeah, okay. Just wasn't sure if that was two of them since it was.
Right, he did 030 and then 031. He's put them up, yeah.
Do we have the whole resolution number, so I read it correctly.
Oh, it's the date. It's
03162032-0312. Thank you. 32. All right. I'd like to move to approve resolution number 03162023-032. And that's just a resolution to approve the 2022 insurance opt-out for Colin McCowrie for the dollar amount of $263.25.
Second.
These were all looked through and approved by everybody, so roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to move to approve resolution number 03162023033, resolution to approve insurance opt-out for Matthew Ventura. We already approved his before, right?
Well, Hold on.
I'll say second.
Second, yeah.
Second? Okay, now we can have a discussion.
Do you want to rescind the other one, though, first? Because it did not have the opt-out.
Well,
it didn't have the dollar amount in it, and that's where...
The first time around did not have a dollar.
But the first one that you rescinded, though, wasn't that...
But I didn't include Matt in the rescind.
No, and Matt, Officer Ventura was on a different resolution altogether, so you probably should rescind the resolution. And... Yeah, it was just a little wonky because you didn't have the, you didn't say the resolution number in it. You said it after, and it didn't have the, and it didn't have the dollar amount either. So you might want to say the resolution that you're rescinding, and then adopt that one with the dollar amount so that it's just clear and concise and can be followed. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. I didn't anticipate doing that, so I don't have that in front of me.
Let me see if I can.
Chrissy, the option that I, motion I made to rescind, do you have that with
his
you?
His was 028, so 03022023-028 was the resolution for the opt-out for Officer Ventura.
And why would that be, why would we want to rescind that? I actually
Because it didn't have the dollar amount in it. It didn't have any, yeah, it didn't have the correct information.
Okay, so that was 02.
Yeah, ready? 0302-2023-028.
Instead of rescinding, can you just amend?
That was the one, that was it.
What's that?
028, was it?
Yeah.
It was the last...
Can we just amend
the resolution just to add a number to it? Because everything else is done.
You didn't, and you also didn't say the resolution number during the move, like when you would move to adopt it. I think it would be cleaner this way, but I mean, that's just my opinion.
It would be cleaner. It's not, at least he put a number to the resolution before or after, so it's definitely not clean, but it is correct, you know, for knowing which resolution it is. But,
is Chrissy going to pick something up?
She's going to track down that resolution.
Okay. Let's set that aside. I can move forward with another one.
You just want to use 3-3 for somebody else then?
Yeah.
And then, okay.
Yeah. I'd like to move to approve resolution number 03162023033. Resolution to approve the 2022 opt-out payment for Shauna Clark and the dollar amount. $922.21 after adjustments.
Second.
Give Chrissy a minute to get back.
I can do roll call.
Roll call.
Doug Eastwood?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Bruce Christopher?
Aye.
To another individual.
I have it on my phone. It was Doug, Chuck, then Bruce.
02-3-03.
Do you have your phone? I can forward you the resolution. Would that help? That 20?
I can't read that. What was the number? 03. What's the number on that one? 033? This is
03. Yeah, that was 033 that you just did.
Okay. Good. I would move to approve resolution 03162023034, resolution to approve 2022 insurance opt-out for Todd Zajac. And the value of that is $6,411.33.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Did you find it?
Oh. Here you go.
Yes, Mike, did you look at anything? Should we just go ahead and, okay.
Oh, I don't know. The language on this has adopted the blank day of February 2023. Is that going to be a problem? Just cross it off? Okay. Here's because you want to cross the six.
Let me sign it. Can I sign it?
Do they need to initial it or anything? When you call it. Okay.
I'm going to move to rescind resolution number. Sorry?
I think you could adopt the other one without rescinding.
Okay, just adopt this and disregard that one.
Not disregard, well, just
you. Let's see.
Second. How would I verbalize that? So.
This new one makes reference to the grievance ruling.
So okay.
I don't think you have
to. I don't have to do anything with that one. So I would move to adopt resolution 03162023-035, resolution to approve the 2022 opt-out payment for Matthew Ventura, the same as the last one, $6,411.33. Second. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Thank you. Just keep those. Next on our list is the ODOT multi-use path discussion. This has been on the agenda for some time. Initially, I was in favor of it, and my personal beliefs versus the beliefs of the township, sometimes you have to yield to the township. You guys know I think it's a good idea, but I have not gotten the positive feedback from the peers that I've talked to beyond this room, too. Your thoughts?
Well, I actually drove down that road just the other day and we were kind of looking at it and kind of figuring out, you know, that it's not, I mean, for our service department to have to go over on that side and take care of that stretch. It's a stretch. I mean, if they were telling us that we had to do it, you know, then I'd be like, we have to do it. Obviously, I'm more of a compromise person, and if we could find a situation that we could compromise to make all the parties happy, that would be the best solution. But where do you get that?
Yeah, I know we have, if we were to pursue it, it would be through a subcontractor mentality, I'm sure, at this point. But the reality is, and this is what I've heard from residents, is it wasn't, even the fellow from ODOT agreed, they just misunderstood who had what. When they got their approval for Montville, they thought that was everything on the south side of 18.
Right.
And realized that we had a huge majority of that track. And it's a big deal. And so our people were like, nice is nice, but if we'd have pre-approved it, it'd be one thing, but that wasn't done. So
the chief and I drove that last year and looked at it, and I was really amazed at how long it was, what we were going to have to take care of. I haven't had that much feedback, but the little bit that I have had hasn't been that they really want the multi-use path. I don't see a big benefit to the township, and I don't want the responsibility, liability, and the expense.
Well, can I make a motion to allow me to communicate to ODOT that it's not our desire at this time to join a multi-use path maintenance agreement as they have submitted to us? Let them know so they can move on.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We got our little motion folders up here.
I know. I was just thinking that.
It's no problem. I'm just having some fun. OPR's discussions. Would you like to take part in that, Angela?
What?
OPR's.
OPR's discussion, was that one of the items that you had?
Yeah, we touched on that earlier. It was just about the...
Okay.
About that letter that we got back.
So we're good?
Yep, we are good.
Okay. North Gateway. We had acknowledged we had some invoices from 2022. I reached out to the state auditor. They responded to me that the only way that they thought we could do this was through a then and now, and asked me to consult our local legal on that issue. Part of that was to identify that there was money available at the time that these agreements were made, the service was done, and that there's money now to be able to pay for it.
There was not money then. That was the problem.
Well, according to the appropriations, we saw money in there.
No, there was not money that you have to, I think I got it right here. Yeah, actually. I sent it back to you. There's two criteria. I'm sorry, I don't have
it. Was it unencumbered?
It was encumbered. It has to be encumbrance free, I believe. I have to pull up the email.
But there was money between the unencumbered and encumbered to have made it work if we were pursuing it at the time. There was money in both places. In February, I think we got the appropriation.
What you're saying is that if we knew about it in February, there was money.
Right. If we'd acted on the fact that the statements were coming in and whatnot, there was no excuse not to get this paid. And they had attached the exhibits with the appropriation status for these items. There was unencumbered and encumbered. There were places we could have got money to pay that bill, those bills.
Right, but what I'm saying is there wasn't, right now.
Right now.
We can't look back and say there was, in those funds, in those appropriation accounts, that the money was there free from income. It was not unencumbered money. It was encumbered money.
Well,
so I can't.
February 17th, there was $522 unencumbered. And there's other, and there was $4,000 encumbered. $4,800 encumbered. And there are light items throughout this area, and we're talking February, we could have gotten these, should have gotten these paid for.
So you're talking about one of the three bills, though. We're not, because we have three left.
Three, but
one in July and one in October. Right. So
it got better as you got later. So this is where I would like move to approve resolution number 03162023. A resolution to authorize and direct the fiscal officer to issue a then and now purchase order to pay delinquent North Gateway Tire invoices. The total amount of the three invoices, $1,442.72. Second. Okay. So this is what Tisha told me to pursue.
You have to add the 036 to the resolution number.
Thank you. So I'm just going to start from scratch. Like to
just amend your resolution.
Amend the resolution to read resolution number 03162023036. Thank you. Again, a resolution to authorize and direct fiscal officer to issue then and now purchase order to pay delinquent North Gateway Tire invoices. And we had a second. We have a second? Okay. Can we get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
So Tisha told you to pass that resolution?
She told me we needed to use it then and now. That was the tool available to pay.
Okay, because I have something from the auditor's office that said that that then and now's are at the full discretion of the fiscal officer. And so, I mean, I'll send that to you, but
you can send it to me. But we need to have you pay this. If you won't pay it, you need to tell us you won't pay under direction. But we currently are without service. And that's a safety issue. And once, if you say someone from the auditor's office, I'll need to know who it is and who I can talk to.
It's a bulletin from the auditor's office.
I need to talk to a person. It has to be a live body. There's live bodies we talk to every day. So I
take the bulletin and you can follow up with it.
We're giving you this direction. We need to pay that bill. If you can't do it or won't do it, just tell me. I'll work with that too. The next resolution number is 03162023.
No, you just did six.
No. 03. What's the first part? I didn't.
03162023-07.
037? Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. I would like to make a motion. I'd like to approve resolution number 03162023-037. And this is a resolution to waive the 5-day receipt commission submission required by the credit card policy. Body of this is I read that lower section or just go through.
Yeah, go ahead.
The board hereby waives the requirement of the township's credit card policy that requires receipts must be turned in to the fiscal officer within 5 days after the date of purchase. And further directs that charges that appear on the township's credit card statement be paid so long as receipts are submitted within a reasonable time. If receipts are not received before the date upon which those charges are due and payable as part of the credit card statement, the fiscal officer shall report such circumstances to the Board of Trustees for review, but that timely payment shall be made upon the township's credit card pending that review. The board authorizes and directs the fiscal officer to make payments on the township's credit card account for receipts provided by the trustees and other township officials and/or employees for charges that occurred during the 2023 OTA conference. Second. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
So how are you going to handle this if somebody went over their food limit or their, if they purchased something that they were not authorized to purchase? How do you want to handle that?
Well, they would be, if it's an unlawful purchase, we would have them reimburse it. But food allowance, we fill it out. It went over one day when we went to dinner. The dinner was over, so we just took the maximum amount allowed and then paid for the rest. My question for this, for holding this up, was just the credit card payments. What happens with the miles on the vehicle? What happens if you pay for cash? You know, that doesn't reflect anything, right? Mm-hmm. I paid for almost everything in cash. And I have all the receipts. I turned it in on our receipts, but I haven't gotten any reimbursement.
Expense reports are processed once. Like, they're not processed in stages and fragments. So
you turned yours in quickly, didn't you?
I've been waiting to the answer on the credit card issue.
All right. Looks like approval of department reports. February. Is this written up?
Yes. I make a motion to approve reports. Departments. Okay. Just go right down the line.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the February 2023 department reports. Police for 3 pages, single-sided. Zoning, double-sided for 6 pages. Service, single-sided for 1 page. Fire, single-sided for 2 pages. For a total of 12 pages.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Approval of an ODOT. I'd like to move to approve resolution number 03162023-038. I need to keep a pad right here. Move to adopt resolution 31-03-162023-038 to allow ODOT and Fetchco Excavating to close Foot Road south of Medina Road to the Medina Township limits for road reconstruction for 60 days plus or minus due to weather conditions beginning March 27, 2023. ODOT and Fetchco are responsible for all the signage, detour notices, and notifying all affected businesses. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. I would move to adopt resolution number 0316-2023-039 to accept the recommendation of Medina County Engineer to accept the $282,999 bid from Set and Stone Contracting LLC, a 2023 concrete replacement project in Medina Township, Medina County, Ohio, and include this one-page document as presented. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. You happy with that one, Denny?
Yeah.
You work with those people good?
Yeah.
Good.
I have a purchase order that should be in the firm budget for that.
Okay. The next is Medina County Emergency Management Agency for Homeland Security. This is a document that I've talked to Mike Lyons about. He's been very involved in what it is. And the last document of this nature was produced sometime around 1990. Is that right? So this is kind of an update to that, and it affects more or less how they can develop and who can be on the boards, but it doesn't really change a lot about the nuts and bolts about the agreement.
That's right. It does update the agreement because the statutes have changed since the time, since 1990. And we, with regard to the appointment of the members of the EMA board, we tried to make it more in compliance with the statute so that the process of choosing the members corresponds with the statutory process. So that's the main difference.
Okay. We actually have put together a resolution on this, but I don't really want to move on it tonight. I'd like to get it in your hands so you have a chance to review it and we can look at it in a future meeting.
That's
okay.
That makes sense.
All right. We will get that into your hands for further review. Next item is interim public records custodian discussion. Since we've been without a custodian of records, we have been inundated with public records and requests, and we've also received training and are working through the process of beginning to get and have started to get some of those partially answered. But part of the situation was there was some concern, you know, about who can answer them and whatnot. Do you need a custodian of records? And there is some difference of opinions on that between OTA and the auditor's office. And at the end of the day, I think it's a good idea to have one. And again, I've been getting to know Tisha very well down at the auditor's office. Her recommendation was to have one to funnel communications. I asked her whether it was required that that person fills the request, and she said she didn't think so. But it was a go-to person for people who needed, you know, who do I talk to? So I've also talked to Chrissy, and we've been working a lot between various communications with the audit and auditor. And she is willing to hold a position of interim public records custodian. And see how that gets, how that goes at this time. With that being said,
so real quick.
In the past, the prosecutor's office has said that that has to be done at a records commission meeting. Is that not the case?
I'm not sure that there's a, I think it would be the trustees who appoint the records custodian.
Come to township.
Oh, that's not, okay, so that's not what we were told in the past, just.
Well, I've never been asked this question, so I'd have to do a little bit of research.
I honestly think our handbook addresses it, that the trustees can appoint. It's either our handbook or the auditor's handbook, but I've seen that in the absence of a custodian, the trustees can appoint an interim.
So I thought this was actually something that came from the state.
Yeah.
So, because it's the requirement for the, you know, the once a year.
When you say state, the auditor?
The state auditor's office, yeah.
Okay.
That's.
Do you want to just look into it and bring it back up?
Yeah, we'll do that. And if you can find any validation for that, let me know.
Yeah, it was Brian Richter, I believe, that we were.
And again, he's appointing that as an interim.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's not.
2019.
I don't think there's an issue, but we'll take another couple of weeks and look at it.
Yeah, we were just told that. That those records commission.
The public records is sometimes appointed, but as, if you don't have one, then you have to appoint an interim. You can't wait for a meeting. That's how Arvid's understanding it.
Well, you have to schedule, what I'm saying is, you just have to schedule. What we were told is we had to schedule a records commission meeting to do that, so.
And that's between you?
And Doug.
Doug?
Right.
Correct.
We got another meeting coming up next week, so we should be able to have, well, that's going to be for the other, never mind.
Yeah, and I won't, because I won't be at that one, so.
I'm going to table this conversation until future, but we're not going to stop any of our activity. I have it in black and white that we can pursue public records, answering them. The custodian is described as somebody who people have a contact with, and so I'm not going to let that be an issue. We've had the OTA reimbursement discussion. This time, I'd like to go into executive session to discuss compensation of a public employee. Make a motion to go into executive session to discuss compensation of a public employee. I got a second? So with three trustees and Mike Lyons.
Thank you.
Got a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
It is 8:38 PM, and we're going into executive session. We are back from executive session with the three trustees and Mike Lyons from the prosecutors left. Time is 8:52 PM. No decisions were made. We're getting fairly low on our agenda.
That's good.
We were back to talk about compensation of employees. There were a number of things that we discussed. One thing that's apparent to everybody is we've had an adjustment in our admin staff recently. And I would like to think that we can make some adjustments for the two staff that are here currently. I've spent a lot of time here in the last 6 weeks, and I've really seen what I think is an incredible exhibit of working together, learning. I've seen our zoning person, Elaine, working hand in hand with Chrissy on things that didn't really, they weren't even working together on before, whatever the reasons. But at the end of the day, I'm just really impressed with them. And I revisited some ideas. I know that you've had similar.
Yeah, I've been here, you know, since the first year, and spent a lot of time just as I did now at the police department, trying to evaluate and see what I see and hear what I hear. And Chrissy has really stepped up in the last few weeks and really done a fantastic job. Elaine has stepped up to work with her. I also, before we had a change here, I would sit back with Elaine and just listen to how she handled people call in for zoning. And some of them were upset because they bought a plot for $50,000 and my God, we should change the zoning for them. And Elaine is very good at listening to them and saying, that's fine, what you can do, and explains all the steps to it very courteously. And it's really good for me to see that. So I think they've both done a really good job, really stepped up and filled in, done a great job.
You have any thoughts or input?
Well, even at the organizational meeting, I had proposed trying to solve some of the issues that we were having with the admin of having Elaine be the admin supervisor, like legitimately. And I think we even put that in the thing there. So again, one of those things that would go hand in hand with that is even having access on paychecks to being able to approve as a department head. So that would be the big thing. Obviously, both of them have stepped up tremendously and are working very well together. And so that's definitely one of the things I would like to see.
That would probably, as admin, Elaine would probably, should probably have access to paycheck to do right. Things at paycheck.
She ought to get, and she's asked for some more training as well.
Yep.
To be able to work with time cards and so forth. But just like you would a normal department head.
That would constitute being a department head. Even yeah. The same thing with us looking at, the invoices and stuff like that. That's part of the job too then.
So, and she's agreed to do that kind of work for us. And
do you think we'll have to just clarify it with a job description?
I think that we should redo a job description for her that is equally, that everything I'm saying she agreed to, make sure she agrees to it. But I'm confident she will. And with that, I would like to make a motion that we provide an increase in her hourly wage to a rate of $26 an hour.
That's Elaine.
That's Elaine.
Elaine makes $26 an hour.
What's that?
Elaine makes $26.
Did she make $26? We wanted to give her a $1 an hour raise, so she's making $26. I thought she made $25. That was, then it would be $27 an hour.
And you want to start that at the next payroll, right?
Yeah, like the 26.
Yes, the next payroll.
That's what they're
doing. And just so that I'm right with her, you're saying that would be on the 26, right? Or that's the week we start.
The payroll ended on the
25th.
11.
12, okay.
So it'll end again on the 25th.
Okay.
So it would be started on the 26th.
Thank you.
Somebody needs a second
now. Do I got a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
In a similar fashion, I would like to make a motion that we increase Chrissy's pay. I think she's doing an amazing job, and I would like to raise her so that I got the right starting rate. Are you at 1875?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to move her at this time to $20 an hour.
Second.
And have a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you.
Along
those lines, with the added work that's load that's on, we've had great discussion about adding people, administrative staff. The early discussion, I'll be honest, was motivated by, I think, me or by the trustees about adding. in reality, we took time to listen to our employees, and at this point, two things became evident. When we went from 3 to 2, the two, I don't know how to explain it, but their efficiency has increased tremendously, the two individuals working. And while they weren't opposed to the concept of help, they were like, let us see what we can do, because they are getting that much more done. And if you bring somebody new into the faction, now you have to train somebody. And we're already behind the eight ball on certain things. And so I think, out of respect for those two, and because I see it every day getting better, I want to table the idea of adding an administrative staff until they express a desire for it, or we express, see a need for it. But there have been people who have asked about it, and I just wanted to get that out there. I don't think we're going to look for that third person right now. And we're going to see how they work. And one last thing to that, I would like you guys to think about, or get an idea. From the perspective of overtime for her, you know, there's shifts and there's meeting times that they deal with. But I would like to see if we could pre-approve an allowance of overtime. I think we could put a number on it to up to so many hours. But that way, if she wants to come in on a Saturday, or if she's in the middle of something and needs to finish it, I looked at the amount of money that we were spending with three people here versus the amount of money we're spending with two people here. And there's a huge, I don't want to pay the price of three people with two people, but we're not doing that. We're still saving an incredible amount of money, even with the overtime, even with the time and a half. And I would like to see if you guys are comfortable with giving her a pre-approved.
I mean, I've already mentioned to Chrissy that anytime she wants to work some overtime, just let me know. And basically, I'm going to okay it to go right ahead and move ahead. We've got good employees. You have to trust them. If they know they need something or they can get something done for us, I'm all for it.
Now, Chrissy's not the person that's going to take advantage of that, but is there a comfort level to say up to, or just...
I'll just play it by
just
ear.
Go by ear, just
I mean, yeah, as needed.
As needed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Just let the department head know. That's how our handbook goes, and the department heads, it's up about it. Just let the department head know, and they can say yes or no, and that's it, you know?
Okay.
I think obviously some quiet time and catch up time is needed. So
I would like to make a motion that we allow Chrissy to work extra overtime as approved by the department head on an as-needed basis.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you. At this point, I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
It's only 9 o'clock. I guess we got an hour and a half to go.
I saw a hand.
Pizza's going to be here shortly. So.
All right.
Sandra.
Should I go first?
Well,
you're it, babe.
Okay. Sandra Villa, 3414 Hamlin Road. Hopefully all three trustees had a chance to read my 11-page letter that I sent. It detailed when the problem started at Medina Township and gave some ideas on how to solve them. The prior board of Stopa, Radis, and Johnson made a great stride in setting up the time and attendance product with paychecks, but this current board seems keen on getting rid of internal controls and checks and balances and not following township policy or the prior vice code. The current board also seems keen on having illegal meetings, He shut down the $80,000 audio camera surveillance system in the meeting room for no apparent reason that I see. You seem keen on continuing to blame paychecks and the fiscal officer for all the problems. The problem is not with paychecks. Overall, the time and attendance product and paychecks works well and functions to do what it is supposed to do. It helps facilitate the processing of payroll for this township's employees. The problem is also not with the fiscal officer. I could do another detailed analysis on that, and I'd start with the local government services training that you had with the special meeting, because everything that I saw that local government services said are the same things that your fiscal officer has been telling this board. The local government services training was a great opportunity for this board to learn how to do your job, but instead, what monopolized the day, what I saw, was this board trying to find some way to prove the fiscal officer wrong. Fiscal officer wants to do things by the book. And actually, if things are done by the book, you actually have less problems. It's ironic that the only class this board mentioned that you took down at the OTA, I'm sure you took more, but was where the trustee responsibility ends and the fiscal officer's begins. And all you did was complain about the fact that people had to sit on the floor because so many people had signed up for the class. I don't know if that was an effort to give the impression that other townships have problems with their fiscal officers, or you just want people to believe that all the problems in this township are because of the fiscal officer. But that class is offered all the time by the OTA. You don't have to sit on the floor or wait for the class. As a matter of fact, I believe two of our trustees already took that class prior to the OTA. It's no wonder to me why the fiscal officer is planning to resign. And I do think this township is going to be in a whole lot of trouble when that happens. Hopefully you'll take my good advice and hire somebody, you know, and appoint somebody competent to fill that interim. There's a long list of problems that keeps this township from running smoothly and efficiently. I detailed those in my letter, and I just want to detail them here tonight. Again, these are not problems caused by the fiscal officer. It causes problems for the fiscal officer, but it's not caused by the fiscal officer. And those problems continue to rule the day. I do see some little inklings of trying to help things along, so you know, hopefully you'll continue to try to facilitate that. Getting payroll turned in accurately and on time to the fiscal officer. Seems like a little bit of headway is being made on that, but other problems that keep this township from running smoothly and cause a lot of dysfunction are trustees and department heads not tracking their appropriations. Trustees not listening to the fiscal officer when she tells you that line items are getting low and the necessity of doing a supplemental appropriation change. Trustees and department heads not watching encumbered funds to cover expenditures being made. Trustees and department heads forgetting to put forth purchase orders timely. And then sometimes you put forth purchase orders that already have been put forth. Bills not being tracked by department heads. Duplicate bills being put forth for payment. That one is extremely troubling. Missing bills and invoices and documents. That's another one that's extremely troubling. Trustees not following township policy. In my opinion, that is very troubling. Trustees making motions that eradicate internal controls and checks and balances. Another very troubling thing. Trustees not listening to guidance from the fiscal officer. And then you complain that fiscal officer does not give guidance to the Board of Trustees. Bottom line, it's the blame game, lack of accountability. It runs rampant at this township, and it needs to stop and get fixed. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hi, Dana Johnson, 3298 Oscar Road. I'd just like to say, I absolutely think all you trustees are doing an absolutely great job. I think Angela has, our fiscal officer, has the benefit of having the most tenure up here of everybody. And I do believe she gives you guys guidance as to her interpretation of how things should go. And I think you guys are great to not just say, hey, this is how we've been doing it in the past. Let's find out how we really should be doing it. As a resident, that's my perspective of how things are going on. I don't think a blame game is going on between the trustees and the fiscal officer. I see it as you guys trying to get, finding the proper way to do things. and not just taking somebody's word.
Thank you. Tom?
Crip, Penn Road. I'd like to thank you for your outlook on this Route 18 walkway, pathway, bikeway thing that's not going to work. Wednesday, yesterday, they were pouring concrete and covering it with misting. Now, 3.5 inches of concrete poured in this kind of weather, covered with this way, not going to last very long. So you'd be wise if you opt out of that situation totally. I know it'd be nice to say, yes, we'll help you out, but that's not the right thing to do. I'm glad to see that North Gateway Tire is going to get paid, but the fiscal officer should have had that paid a long time ago. And just dragging the feet. The other thing is, yeah, I understand spring break comes around once a year. People like to take advantage of it. But you're going to be in a budget situation. And I think it would be through the township that the fiscal officer took part in that. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes.
Carrie Leidig, 96834 Pine Mountain Drive, Kennedy Meadows, California, currently at 3139 Remsen Road, taking care of my mom since January, who has fractured her femur. So, you know, I spent a lot of years growing up out there in Weymouth, and I want to talk to you about the speed and volume of traffic on Remsen Road. I am absolutely floored. So I understand that there was a speed study done in 2022 of October. And I know you can't answer my questions, but I'm kind of curious, how was it conducted? Did they look at the volume, the speeds, vulnerable residents, the number of accidents? Is the data aggregated? Was it, you know, meaned or averaged? Because you can really manipulate data. And is it public record, and how do I access that? Okay, so I grew up here. I could ride my horse. I could walk my dogs. Dana saw me the other day walking. She's like, I saw a woman walking two dogs. Well, yeah, I can't walk them on the road anymore. So there's no sidewalks in the township. So the roadway's my only option. And it's extremely dangerous. So yeah, as I said, same with my 86-year-old mom, and she has profound mobility issues. I'm leaving the end of the month, and I want to make sure she's not going to get killed getting her mail. I've had trucks passing me in excess of 45 miles per hour. I mean, whoosh, within inches, they speed up. Some people do slow down and kind of get over it, but there's kind of a blind hill going towards Route 3 this way on Remsen. So we also have a severely autistic child in the family who visits his grandmother. School children are being picked up across the street. So you have vulnerable citizens in your township. So the mailbox has been repaired I don't know how many times because you have big box trucks that pass each other going in opposite directions. And that county road, 37, right, is very small. You know, the roads, the streets in Medina City proper are wider, two lanes, than Remsen Road. And it's 35 miles per hour through there. So there's not enough rooms. And so vehicles hit the mailbox to avoid vehicular accidents and collisions. So I have yet to observe township police monitoring speed on Remsen, although they did respond to a big accident there that's happened since I've been here. Can a speed detection display be set up, you know, to get people to kind of, oh, I didn't realize I was going that fast. I mean, that's a great thing to do. Or does someone need to die before the speed limits gets lowered or enforced? And there's a lot of traffic in the morning and evenings. So there was, like I said, the accident at the intersection of Franz and Remsen. Both cars left on flatbeds. Luckily, nobody died.
I just finished picking up debris from that accident by my mom's mailbox, which is not right at the intersection. It's a little bit uphill from it. Picked up a headlight and other debris. Is that my responsibility to pick up debris from an accident in the township? And why am I picking up liquor and beer bottles getting tossed out of vehicles? These are not residents driving through. So I'm just saying that there's blind driveways. Our houses are really close to the road. And, you know, maybe a four-way stop at Fonz and Remsen could be a solution to enhance safety. So your mission statement, I went on the website, and Chrissy, thank you for being so accommodating yesterday, because I was thinking, gosh, how do I get on the agenda, or how do I get to y'all speaking? There was no direction on your website. So she was awesome. So your mission statement states that you're striving to promote harmony between the urban and rural populations. So I do not understand how a 40 to 45, I guess the study recommended increasing from 40 to 45 speed limit on a small road. It's not a highway, it's not a route, state route. With homes that close to the road is viable to the safety of your vulnerable township residents. So it's within your purveyance to lower that speed limit or to put up a four-way stop sign.
Getting to the five-minute rule, and
I've got one more sentence, okay?
One more sentence.
So doing so would enhance the quality of life for the residents on Remsen Road in Weymouth. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, and welcome back.
Well, it's been a noisy welcome back.
All right. I got to make a motion to come out of public comment. I make a motion to come out of public comment.
Second. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I got to make a motion for trustee comments. Okay. We're at the tail end of the trail here.
Can I ask you something real quick about this? I got to get going.
Yeah.
Do you want me to cut a check for the, because this was due, you know,
yes,
yesterday,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. So that you guys can approve this at next week's meeting.
Yes.
Will you want to advertise for appropriately then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Chrissy, on that advertising,
just for the accounts payable then too.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, don't mind. I'm gonna sneak out. I gotta.
Okay.
Take
no,
this
got it.
A little bit. If you do need anything else,
we got your number. Okay. We'll let you know. I think we're
okay.
We're good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for that appropriations.
Yep.
Anything you want to add?
Quickly, we've just been throwing out that doing something with our Township Day or Community Day again, just so it doesn't get too late in the season. If we did want to do something, we're kind of just maybe like looking to circle maybe like August 5th or August 26th. I know that they're doing the baseball schedules and everything. I didn't know how far out those were. If you want to see if those days might
be already scheduled a bunch of games, if I can find out.
Yeah, let's just find out. We haven't scheduled anything.
You're saying August what? 5th?
August 5th or August 26th. We're trying to do it a little bit later than we did last year. And again, it's everything's tentative. So.
Okay.
And the next thing.
I'll find out tomorrow. What do you got?
Right. Once we can figure out that, then we're going to look for some other people. Mitch has offered to help. Chrissy has offered to help. So,
got anything you'd like to add?
I just, when we were talking about with Chrissy and Elaine, and you know, we're still behind on minutes because of everything else, and what Montville does. Although I don't think we can hire her, they actually have a court reporter that comes in and doesn't do a court reporting. She just goes through, listens to the minutes, takes them home, types them up, drops them off a couple days later, and gets all caught up. So I'm not saying, it's just something I'd like to at least maybe look into to get the load off of the staff here. The other thing is, in January of 2022 at our organizational meeting. We were told that although we were over $10 million, and that's a threshold as far as different compensation that elected officials get paid, and we were at 10.6. But we were told the fiscal officer felt that we wouldn't be over that $10 million next year, and so to take the lower compensation, which we did. But when we had the organizational meeting this year, and then we agreed that we'd still stay the same, but then last meeting we found out that we were not at 10.6, we were at 11.4. So we're $1,400,000, or about over 14% above the threshold. So since Mike is here, I would just like to ask if we can change that, because fiscal officer didn't think that we could change it after we had voted on it at the organizational meeting, but is it something you could look into to see, can we change that? And if we can we actually make it retroactive January, or can we make it retroactive to last January? So if those are things you could look into, or we don't need to answer tonight, but
hey, Bruce,
you know,
part of that, can we go back and see, because from my memory, sir, we voted to get the maximum amount allowed.
Yeah, just the standard pay rate is all
the standard, right?
That's what we stated.
So I think that on paper we're there
somewhere, but we're not getting.
But I think it kind of goes to a perception somewhere. So I think we'll get the paperwork from the organizational meeting.
Yep.
No, we'll get that tomorrow.
I don't disagree with you. I just want to make sure that we're.
I just want to let you know. I think that's actually what was voted.
But you know, it's. But the other is if we could make retroactive, which I have no idea.
Okay. No, if it was something we agreed upon January 3rd, then the answer would be yes.
Yes.
I think. I talked about not being at the meeting. While you're here, because you're here on a fairly short period of time, I'd encourage you to talk with Chief about the traffic studies, because he was real involved with that. You're not alone in being frustrated. There's a lot more than what I want to get into right now regarding that, and it's unfortunately not a favorable thing for us. Lowering the speed limit. That's not a very easy thing to do. I'm not saying that I'm giving up, but I've taken a couple of blows. We all have.
Everywhere from the commissioners to ODOT. I'm dumbfounded every time they tell us.
I did have one lady at ODOT who I met through the process of when they did the Route 3 extension. Give me a glimmer of hope, but I don't know if that glimmer was just like a flintlock that went poof. You know, we didn't get the charge, but
never seen it.
Okay. So due to the amount of time it's taking just to do to help, and I think that's a priority right now, I am not going to be putting together a pick it up day for 2023. I'm not even going to try to fudge it. So going to work on trying to do our best to get things to what the new normal is, and I think that we all agree that township shouldn't be that difficult to operate. We ought to be able to communicate with one another, accomplish the goals. Hopefully we can get past where we're at and start doing positive things again for the township.
Totally agree.
I think that's all I have. So with that in mind, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Then I will call this meeting at 9:23 p.m. Thank you. We got another hour at least, guys. Come on.